The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, as we said yesterday, Níorán Leighs Éireann Rath, Ach Póasa, and so Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce finally doing the deal and getting married. Cassie Delaney, though, the podcaster from The Creep Dive, is with me. Cassie, why do people care so much?
Why do people care about Taylor in general? Oh, because she's like this Disney-esque world builder. I mean, she's not just a person. She's a moment. She's part of our pop culture. She's like everything that we want to stand for, and people are obsessed.
How though did she become such a queen of our pop culture?
I think for Taylor Swift, there's a couple of things that she's done really, really well. So the first is this idea of world building. So she really brings people into the whole Taylor Swift kind of like universe. You know, it's not just about her music. It's about her eras. It's her motifs. It's her Easter eggs. It's her whole messaging. She really knows how to like build this whole captivating environment that people want to be a part of. And another thing she does is this idea of parasocial relationships. She does this really, really well. So she brings people in with enough information that they feel involved, but not so much that she, like, you know, sacrifices her private life.
Okay, so they feel they've got this intimate relationship.
Absolutely. Yeah, everyone feels like they could be Taylor Swift's friend. You know, she seems relatable, even though she is so alien to the rest of us. She is a billionaire who lives on a different planet, but she is that. She has that kind of girl next door vibe to her. So we all feel like it's attainable, aspirational, sort of achievable lifestyle.
Saoirse Hanley from the Irish Independent, do you think Taylor Swift is your friend?
If I'm not at the hen party, I'm actually going to riot. If she doesn't personally invite me with her handwritten like letterhead.
You have it planned. You already have it planned. Where are you going, Carrick and Shannon?
I'm actually a little bit upset that Travis didn't personally let me know first or like run the ring by me, because that's how much I feel like it's my close personal friend who's gotten engaged.
So what, but why, I mean, why do you think this obsession exists? And I'm not asking about like why does celebrity culture exist, but why so much so with Taylor Swift?
I think Cassie put it really well there in saying that like she's made that the reality for us, right? Like I think the fact Taylor Swift has been around for, you know, most formative years of a young person now, you've kind of been aware of her most of your like adolescence and into your early adulthood, and you've kind of watched different relationships she's been in and out of or all of this, and she's soundtracked her own life but also so much of yours, that I think you kind of come to this realization now of you're aware of so much of her life, but actually simultaneously you don't really know a whole lot, because she is famously really private. I mean, when she went on her now fiance's podcast 2 weeks ago, that was the first podcast appearance she ever did as one of the biggest celebrities in the world, who you think would be flat out on all the kinds of podcasts. She hasn't been. That was the first one. We don't actually see and much of her, even though we feel like we see all of her. So I think she's really perfected that kind of making you feel like you're her friend without actually realizing you don't know a whole much. You don't know a whole lot about her aside from her entire discography.
Yeah, Cassie, how has she managed to do that? I mean, you know, the Kardashians invited us into their homes. You know.
Yeah, I mean, she wants to appear relatable because she knows that that's her audience. Like a fun fact about me and Taylor Swift is we have the same birthday. Well, 2 days apart. I'm the 11th of December. She's the 13th, 1989. And one time she tweeted that she didn't have enough friends to run a birthday party. And I tweeted her asking if she wanted to have a joint and she ignored me. Do you know? Like, so I have this kind of grievance with her to begin with.
Okay.
But she has that. Like,
and you suspect she saw that and she thought, you know what, I'm just going to leave her hang there a little bit.
I think the thing about her is that she's a little bit twee as well. Like we grew up with her where she went from this kind of like awkward singer-songwriter in her bedroom vibes with like the curly hair and the guitar to this superstar. So people still really hold on to that like relatable Taylor that they grew up with, that they would have known when we were teenagers. And she's not been afraid to, I suppose, be a little bit cringe over the years as well. Whereas the Kardashians are super polished and like super unattainable. But there's something about Taylor Swift that still says to us all, like, that could be us. That could have been me if I just stuck at those guitar lessons.
How real do you suspect all of that is?
I think that she is a mastermind. Like, we think of it as one person with the guitar, but really it's this entertainment business that's been crafted by dozens, if not, you know, hundreds and thousands of very, very clever business leaders who know exactly what they're doing.
So would you agree with that? She's more kind of William Randolph Hearst or Lex Luthor, Saoirse, is she, than Girl Next Door?
100%. She's like Taylor Alison Swift to us, but she's Taylor Swift the business to literally everybody else. I mean, like, you can look at even her social media, say, and everything that she presents to everybody who follows her, and that's millions of people, her comments aren't open. You're not actually accessing her in the way that you think you are. And every caption that's ever come out, every marketing campaign that's ever been done by her, it's all very, very, very calculated. And I don't say that in a mean way. It's not in any particular, you know, it's not in a malicious way, but it is to preserve the image of her. And I think it's why it comes up a lot, you know, throughout the years. Like, if she speaks out about anything politically, it's really shocking or a really seismic thing, because that's not the girl next door thing she's putting across. It's not the kind of thing she wants to be seen as. And so what we're getting instead is this like very polished and put together kind of global superstar. I mean, even the Eras Tour, like when there were, I mean,
should she speak out more?
Well, see, I've drank the Kool-Aid. I'm on Team Taylor here for anything and everything. So I can't be objective about this, because I'm always like, no, guys, leave her be. She's making music. It's fine. Some people do want that from their celebrities. I think that the two things can coexist, in that Taylor Swift is a billionaire. As I said, she's on another planet. And I don't look to her for that. I don't look to her for political guidance. She can just tell me nice things about whatever she wants. But, it is the way, like, even I think the Eras Tour is a great example of, a friend of mine went to two dates, and I'm ever jealous of her for this. But she said to me, like, when we were at the Dublin gig, all of the ad libs, all of the things that seemed off the cuff, they were exactly the same as what happened the previous one. Even that is slightly inauthentic, but we're okay with that.
Cassie, I mean, on one level, she's, you know, she's a private citizen. She's an individual. She doesn't have to do anything. If she doesn't want to kind of weigh in on big social issues, she shouldn't have to. But there's an argument that she maybe has a moral responsibility to weigh in on certain issues.
Yeah, but then you have to question, do you want someone with that size influence to influence your elections and your politics or whatever? Because the idea is, it's all well and good if someone who's engaging with Taylor Swift is receiving all the right information and has a balanced view and is agreeing with her and reading the opposition. But the reality of the situation is what Taylor Swift tells people to do, they do. So if she goes out there and she supports one candidate over another, that can sway elections. And it has, her influence on economics has been so much so that she has swayed the features on Ticketmaster to allow people to access tickets. Like, that's the influence that this woman has across the world. She has impacted economies, you know. So I personally don't think that our musicians and our artists should be commenting so much when they've that outweighed influence on our political structures, but that's my thinking.
As people are wont to shout at you two gigs every now and then, just play the song.
Yeah, give us our lovely little love songs, give us our gossip. I don't want anything more from you.
Cassie Delady from the Creep Dive podcast, amongst others. Saoirse Hanley, Irish independent journalist. Thank you both very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.